Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Jard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Jard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, John Kane. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Edwards. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Edwards. And now, play ball. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Evans scores. Dixon moves to third. Jard moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and he's got Jard trapped. He throws home. Schock throws to Calm, who tags Jard for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamotte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixon scores. Bennett moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bennett scores. Lamotte moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. One out. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jard strikes out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lamott takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Edwards covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston pinch hits for James Edwards. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jard bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dixon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Bennett bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to third for the out. Jard moves to second. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kane moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kane moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bennett. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Kane scores. Falk moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Shock and he is out, Kane applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0 for 2 in the game. Shock hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bennett. Ma still reaches second base with a double. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robertson bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dixon hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly spins and fires to second, with Kane covering, and Evans is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-4 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bennett. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jard covering, for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.